Missionaries are helping Cyclone Isla's survivors. Operation of Hope gives children one more reason to smile. And Mission Network News bids a fond farewell to a visionary and a friend. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Cyclone Isla has displaced millions of people in India and Bangladesh. The storm pounded the Bay of Bengal earlier this week and did its worst damage in the flooding and mudslides that followed the onslaught. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohanan says they have ministry on many of the islands in the bay.
Some 2,000 mud and thatched homes were completely washed away. Some 40,000 people stranded. We have 32 churches on those islands, so a lot of them are damaged.
Yohanan says a second wave of disaster is expected to take its toll through starvation and disease.
The help is getting there very slow. People are stranded, and dozens of bridges were completely washed away. Roads were gone.
You can help their team.
We have church members and missionaries working nonstop, bringing food and drinking water, blankets and cooking vessels, kerosene stove, clothes and shelter, whatever they can, and ministering to people at this time.
Our website has more information. Next, a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck near Honduras early Thursday, triggering a tsunami watch for countries along the Caribbean Sea coast. Buckner International's Randy Daniels says,
as far as we know right now, and our staff in Honduras are checking to verify, there's been no damage to any of the places that we work. We have verified that our staff are fine, even though they did experience the shock of an earthquake. But it seems not to have done much damage.
An amazing story, because the quake could have caused severe damage. However, even with minimal destruction, Honduras did not escape unscathed.
They're already one of the poorest countries in the Americas, and to be hit by an earthquake like this, regardless of the level of damage, hurts them dramatically.
Buckner won't be changing short-term missions plans for the area. In fact, a team is on its way today. Daniels notes the quake could turn into an opportunity to expand their fledgling ministry in Honduras. Pray for open doors for the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. HCJB Global's Operation of Hope is putting smiles on more kids' faces. Every year, founder Dr. Joseph Clausen takes a team with him to Ecuador to provide plastic surgery for children who have cleft lip and cleft palate. This year, they helped 20 children in Shell and Otavalo. Dr. Clausen and his team are showing the children Christ's love by being his hands and feet. Go to our website for information about supporting these children's surgeries. Meanwhile, next month, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is hosting Stoneworks Arts Leaders Training 2009, or SALT 09. The conference is to teach art students and staff how to communicate God's love through the arts. InterVarsity hopes that students will take away a new understanding of evangelism and a new understanding of their gifts from the conference. The conference is from June 8th through the 12th. Registration is open now, so go to our website for details. And Mission Network News bids a fond farewell to friend and visionary Lee Geisbeek. Geisbeek today leaves his spot as vice president for broadcasting at Cornerstone University. Years ago, he brought MNN to Cornerstone.
We actually been praying that God would bring something our way to kind of represent or show our desire to have a mission for the world, preparing students here at Cornerstone to be missionaries in all walks of life, whether it's here in the United States or around the globe.
Geisbeek is working with Compassion International, where he'll continue to share his passion and be instrumental to shaping young lives.
I think God has always given me a heart for the underdog or the underserved. And certainly the story of missions and missionaries is one, and I think kids is another. So those really been two of my heart passions in my tenure here at Cornerstone.
Geisbeek served with Cornerstone for 34 years. Pray for a smooth transition for both the Geisbeeks and Cornerstone, and ask God to bring a leader with similar passion and vision. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is recruiting prayer partners. We need people who believe in the power of prayer, who will commit to praying over each MNN news story every day. Will you commit? Go to missionnetworknews.org, enter your email address at the bottom of the page, and we'll send you 5 stories to pray over every day. That's MNN at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.